beautiful beings, and welcome back to season 2 of Surrender Soul Chats and Guided Meditations. I am your host, Randasia Williams, and those who know my soul call me Franny. I am the owner and founder of Guided Surrender, which is a lifestyle and wellness brand designed to help guide you to your healing. I am so excited to be back for season 2. And I really was hesitant to do it because I wanted to bring something different, something that was really going to activate our healing journeys, activate new beginnings, and activate conversations that allow us to heal forward. So I decided this season we were going to mix things up and I was going to add something new to bring you more healing conversations and more of a collective message that we're all in this journey together. So without further ado, this is 11. Welcome to new beginning. We will get that stronger as we go on, but this is 11. Welcome to new beginnings. We're so happy to have you again. I am your host, Randasia Williams. Those who know my soul call me Franny. And without further ado, welcome our guest host for this season.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Nicole Labuthier. I am the founder of Female Makers, and I am so excited to join Franny in this journey. We have been talking about this for quite some time, so we're going to bring some really good stuff.
Really good stuff. Whoop, whoop for Nicole. If I had flowers, I'd give them to her.
Little baby claps.
Yeah. We're really excited. We've been talking about this for a while, and so we're so happy to bring this to all of you, mainly because Nicole and I jump into these deep, beautiful conversations that involve so much healing on both of our ends, because we seem like polar opposites, but we have so much in common, but how we handle things is completely different. So it leads to all these beautiful conversations about healing that we get to have together. And so I had the idea, I was like, you know what? Let's bring this to the podcast.
We got tired of not recording our conversations, and we were like, we need to share this. There were so many that had happened, and we're like, how can we just share our parts to, just for even just observing, but also healing on their own? I know a lot of times we'll have conversations and it just triggers something in one of us that kind of falls into this like, oh, I never thought of it that way. Yeah. And then now we're kind of discussing that journey for us.
Yeah. And then having these moments of like, if you and I are growing so much from having this conversation on FaceTime or on the phone, imagine how many other people, how many other women could be a part of this conversation or could benefit from hearing this conversation or want to have this conversation too. And we're not here for ourselves. We are both a part of, we both own businesses that are all about the collective in sharing our gifts with other women so that we can all grow to be our best selves and, you know, kick ass out here. So
absolutely.
They're listening to us and they're hearing our vibe and they're hearing our energy. But the big secret here is Nicole and I have never met in person.
No. Crazy. So crazy. I have never met so many people, obviously, as you guys are very well aware of the current Panda Express we are still in.
Panorama.
Right. It's supposed to be 2 weeks a month. Now it's almost 2 years later. I have met a flood of women due to my business virtually. And a lot of them, I got very lucky to create very strong relationships with, and I've never met. The handful that are really embedded in my life at this point, Franny being one of them. I just happened to, one of the days, have this urge shortly after I joined Clubhouse to be in Clubhouse all day on New Year's Day. I think it was New Year's Day or New Year's Eve.
Because I remember I didn't want to go into the new year with that on my heart. So it was either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
It must have been Eve. I was just bouncing around from rooms. And I think that day I did a total of like 5 or 6 rooms I was in and then I participated in speaking in. And I really went after smaller room. I don't remember what it was named. Franny was hosting it. It was 5 people. I was like, oh, this will be perfect. I'll go in here. I'll feel really comfortable because there's only a couple women in there. And I think it must have had to say something about healing or what are you bringing into the new year? There was a lot of rooms like that. And I go in there and Franny's in her kitchen and she's baking cookies and she's telling us all to wait a second because she's in the middle of, she's baking a cookie. So you better, if you want to just hold. And loved her right away. I was like, that's a woman after my own heart. Like, yeah, you wait for me. I'm making cookies. You've joined my room. So yep. When I'm done making these cookies, you know, then we can have a conversation. Loved the assertiveness. So we jumped in that room. I could be so honest and I could lie and say I remember what we talked about. I don't remember. I'm going to be so honest with you. All I know is that I was like, love her. She's amazing. And I remember there was a small run of us in there and how we ended the room was really beautiful. We talked a lot about what we were trying to bring into 2021. And Franny has this ability to speak over people really well, naturally. And I was just like, oh, I love her. And so when you're in those rooms, you can connect to people really quickly. That's the great thing about Clubhouse. And I was stalking her while she was talking. I was like, I'm going to go see her Instagram because it connects to your profile. So I'm like, so I was like, oh, she's great. She's so cute. Like, I have to, like, I don't know who this little like sunbeam is, but I have to like reach out to her. Do you remember what we were talking about in that room?
Yeah, it's actually really timely because we were talking about leaving trauma.
We were talking about that.
And okay. Starting with new beginnings and leaving that behind so that we could really come into the new year without all that weight on us from, because it was, I think I was really talking about physical trauma, like that you've experienced or past traumas that are affecting your
growth. And we all took a turn and we were, yes, I remember this. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. That was really good.
And I was making cookies because I was starting a new journey, another new beginning.
And cookies are how you celebrate.
Yeah. I was learning how to bake. Everything from scratch. It was like I was.
Oh, this is why I thought she was cute because she was baking cookies. She was like, "Oh no, my cookie!" It was there's like a timer in the back, and she's like, "My cookies, they're burning!" And I was just like, "Who is this woman? She's so cute." I do this often. I've definitely gotten more comfortable with it over COVID, which I'm very grateful for. Reaching out to women just right off the bat, like no nerves, nothing. So I felt an energy, and so I sent her a message. I DM her on Instagram. I'm sure I could scroll back. I don't know what it says. Cringe. Don't want to do that. But it was probably something cute like, oh my God, I had such a great time in your clubhouse. You know, like, I would love to kind of, like, basically connect so we can talk about, like, guided surrender, and I could talk about female makers and our journeys and something on that line. So I think a day or two goes by, she doesn't reach back out to me. And I'm like,
okay. Oh, I don't remember that. I didn't reach back.
Yeah, it was like a day or something like that. And I was just like,
okay, I got to preface it. But, this was when I was really like,
okay. Really didn't know that though.
Yeah. She didn't know this, but I just started posting on Instagram and just started engaging on Instagram more than once every 3 months. That particular year.
Yeah, it was time. Time had went by. It wasn't like a long time. It was like a few days. Yeah. It was like, but in a few days in social media world, it's like years.
Yeah. So I didn't know that because I didn't participate on social media until 2020. Like that was the first.
So internal like queen me is like, oh my God, she didn't like me that much. Like, you know, whatever. You're overthinking it. She reaches back out. She's like, absolutely. I would love to. So we set a meeting. We meet. It was going into January, we met, and we were on our call for like 2 hours, mm-hmm. like easily. I'm sure it was maybe three. I have no idea. We were just talking, and it brought me to this moment where I was like, this is divine energy. And it's something that Franny and I discuss often. So first point is, you know, I reached out networking. I meet this woman and I'm like, oh my God, she is me, mm-hmm. but not me. It was really interesting.
If you actually, when we actually started talking, we realized we actually grew up, we have a lot of areas where we realized we grew up very different, polar opposite. She's an only child. I have multiple siblings. Like we were polar opposites in how we were shaped and raised, even how our parents treated us, little stuff, even how we handle the same situation, like she said before, it's very polar opposites. However, we have these commonalities that feel very similar. And so it's like seeing how the other side of that soul is experiencing the same thing. And it really is dualism that's really beautiful to be a part of, because the point of a twin flame is you learn from each other. It's like you see yourself in this person. They serve as like a mirror for you to see where you could have more light, because the light was so big in your soul that it split. And that's the whole point. So it's like the other side of your light.
You know, it's like, if I didn't reach out to her, who would have known if I would have really met her and the story that we have right now. So it definitely, for me, felt very divine energy, especially more so now than ever, because we're coming up on like almost a year of knowing each other and have never met.
Nope. Which is not in person. We haven't met in person. Our entire friendship is virtual, but it feels like we've known each other for a lifetime. It feels like it's been years, but it's been less than a year.
And I'm so excited, because it's so funny, because I think about this moment of like specifically meeting Franny in person. And I'm such naturally like a really awkward person. Like, it's just like, let me just be awkward to break the uncomfortability that I'm feeling, because I know it's special. So Franny and I were talking the other day about, oh, we're meeting. And she was like, I could just see it right now. Like, I think you had a dream. Did you have a dream? I'm not sure.
Oh, it was like after I watched that show and I had like a vision.
Yes, she had a vision, and she's like, we met and I was like, you're so beautiful. And you were like, you're so beautiful. And when she told me this, it was so special. But like also internally, I was like,
aww, that's so funny that you say that. Yeah, that's another polar opposite.
I'm a Pisces and I'm a very strong Pisces. So like every moment I have a chance to cry, I will cry, because it soothes me. And I'm very open about that now. So in my mind, a survival moment is just like, this is so powerful. Don't cry. Be awkward instead. No. That's how I productively see it happening in my head. Don't know if that's going to happen. Hopefully I can just like maybe mature by then and like really just enjoy the moment, because I would love that. The other part of me is just like, let's be awkward. Yeah. We'll have to record that and update you guys.
We will. On
how that goes.
Again, like I said, we're polar opposites. We're both Pisces. And so, again, we have these similarities, but we handle them completely.
She's a different kind of Pisces, though, you guys. I don't know. She's the Pisces that when people talk like, Pisces do this, that's her. Like, stuff that I just don't resonate with. I'm like, that's not it. Like, very, like, a lot of times people say Pisces are like, come off like they can cut things off really quickly. They can become detached really quick. I'm like, who? Not me?
Me.
Right.
Whatever.
And we talk about that often. I'm like, not me. I can't detach too.
Yeah.
Did you say attached? Because that's more so the vibe.
And that's another polar opposite. She's beginning of March. I'm end of March. She was the one to reach out. I apparently didn't even respond immediately. I wouldn't ever. I before meeting Nicole, that wasn't something that was normal. That was like when she reached out to me, I kind of was like, oh, like that had never happened to me before. And I had never done it before. So it really did teach me a lesson. I also have made so many beautiful connections and new friendships, because now I'm doing to others, what she did with me. And we would have never had this amazing connection. We wouldn't have been able to meet and have this beautiful friendship now if she didn't do that. But our polar opposites, that's so beautiful, like our twin flaming, we kind of balance each other out. So she,
you know, just to briefly discuss that, Franny and I had talked. She was one of the very first people I ever did a virtual event with. It went amazing. And we did a part two and it was great. And, you know, I talked about how the pandemic really changed me as the businesswoman. I was always so good at in person, on stage, in front of people, like that never made me nervous. And then the pandemic happened and I'm nervous. I would be nervous in a virtual setting, so I had to get comfortable with that. Virtual setting got really comfortable. Now it's the nerve of the in-person. Once I'm there and I'm doing it, I'm fine. It's just like the buildup of it. And I think that certain strengths that she has now may have been different that I am still working through, and vice versa. So, you know, there was topics and discussions that would come up like that. The point is, you never know who you're missing out on if you don't take the leap. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of times where you guys have met in your businesses, or maybe you're going to start a business, or you're just trying to grow your network, even if it's just for personal reasons, but you're reluctant to reach out because you're just like, she probably doesn't want to, because of the perception of how she carries herself online. And that can be difficult, because as women, we do that so much in our head. We're so like, no, we're making the decision for other people, but we don't know what we're missing out on, because that person could be a connection that you need in your life now. They may not be a forever person, but it's definitely someone that you may need in your life now to help grow your perception, your success, something that you're not seeing that you've been looking at for 2 years. And that happens so much in business. And yeah. Franny and I talk about that quite a lot.
I think a friend of mine said it really well, and it changed how I handle my interactions online, or just the way that I show up for other women. She said, stop being a silent supporter. She's like, if you think someone's doing a good job, tell them.
Bitch, you're doing a good job.
If you think somebody's doing a good job, tell them. Tell her, like, shoot her a DM, leave a comment, like her stuff. And she basically was saying that too many of us are silently supporting. Like, shout your girls to the rooftop.
And you know what? And then that causes so much.
The connection.
And it causes, if I'm pushing content out, whatever that content is, and nobody says anything.
Oh, yeah.
Really difficult for me to believe that what I'm doing is working, or people are even connecting to my work. And if somebody's not saying anything, you're just like, am I not putting out the right things? Like, are people not making any connection or resonating anything with me? And you could be at home and be like, no, girl, I love your stuff, but you don't ever say anything.
Yeah, I'm always so grateful when I get those comments or those notes or those DMs. We're like, this was so supportive. I use this. I love that.
And you just, like, you just got your hair done. So it's like, I see you in person, I'm just like, I love your hair. Like, I love how you changed your hair.
I had a woman scream across the parking lot to me, like, last week that she loved my hair. Literally, we were, like, so far apart. She was like, hey, I love your hair. I promise you. I was like, thank you, baby. And it's so sweet. And it's like, no, we don't need that. But it's sweet to hear it. And I think there are so many conversations that come from that. Like, someone saying, hey, I love that what you have on. Or, hey, I love what you posted. And then all of a sudden, y'all having a conversation. And then it becomes, girl, let me DM you and get to know you better. Like, I did a post the other day, and someone who's been interacting with me and following me since I did a soul chat and she attended, she literally said to me, we have so much in common. And I said, I bet we have so much more in common. Let's get on a chat. And she was like, let's.
Love it. For me, it's been 100%. I have not reached out to one woman since I have started Female Makers that has not connected with me. Not one.
Yeah.
And I think that just speaks so many volumes. Like, we're missing out on so many great connections. And not all of them are going to be like the connection that Franny and I were lucky enough to have with each other. But, you know, you have no idea the ability and benefit that we have for one another that we're missing out on. We do so much alone. We do so much alone. We carry so much by ourselves. We don't ask for help. We do everything.
Yeah.
And the power of just having a conversation and having the ability to pick up the phone, even if it's personal, and just being like, I'm having a day.
Yeah.
I just need minutes to just, basically, I just need to vent.
We've done that. Check in with each other, and she'll be like, I'm having a day. I'm like, can you get on a call in like 5 minutes? And sometimes it's like just a cry call, or sometimes it's like, I just need some fresh air, or just need a new perspective. There's been times that I've called about crazy stuff, like birds. My stuff is like, you know, having an existential crisis where I think I'm Mother Earth and I got a protector of all things. And when it doesn't work out, I have panic attacks, but whatever. Anyway, the point is, you don't know if that person's meant to be part of your soul tribe. And we have selected people who are meant to be a part of our soul tribe.
Soul tribe.
Yeah. Love- you are part of my soul tribe. And it's like, I said this to you when we started planning for 11/11. I was like, I met you less than a year ago, and I see you a part of the rest of my life, like life events. I see you there. When I envision my future, I see you in it. And as someone who is very introverted and very shy online, to have made a connection online that I really think is a lifetime soul connection, for me is very powerful.
It's so crazy to me that she keeps referring to herself as shy online, because I genuinely feel like I'm more shy online than she is. Hmm. And to her, that's probably crazy, because a lot of the content that I push, I make myself, and I'm like overly like present online in a certain sense. I have difficulties doing videos. I've done them before. I've posted them. I overthink them. Franny literally like will not post anything, but she'll do like a video every day. And it's like her half awake with like a half pony bun in her kitchen.
Y'all gotta be myself.
In her kitchen. And I'm over here like, okay, what part of the house can I place myself? Do my hair. What am I talking about? I have a script. I have to have a script. I'm just very methodical about how I do things. Franny's just like, put the phone up. Yep, girl, I'm having a day. Okay.
Hey!
I've had 3 bites of a cinnamon roll, and that is really authentic. And it's difficult when you're in your head about things.
Yeah.
Because you could just get so fixated, and that's what happens for me, is I get so fixated on, what is this video going to look like? Am I even making sense? Versus us right now, like, I feel extremely comfortable for having a conversation. You know, we're giving each other space to speak. And when you're by yourself, who's giving you space to speak other than you? So you're just like, do I pause? Girl, pause. You sounded weird. Do I pause too much? You can be very in your head about it. So when she says like, oh, I'm so shy online, she's not shy online, you guys. If you follow her, you know that she is not shy. She's probably healed you a couple times this week. So
I think a lot of people who have been with me for years know this, but some of my new people who are just like coming on and listening to stuff don't know this. I am a performer. I'm an actor by trade, and I'm used to being on stage. I'm used to being on video. I'm used to performing. So I do have a lot of comfort on the camera and speaking up and doing public speaking and things like that. Yes. What you don't see is behind the scenes, I don't really want to do it. I'm totally fine not being.
She doesn't even really don't want to do. She don't want to do it ever. Period. She hates doing it, actually. But then she hears me in her head just telling her to swallow the frog early and just get it then. Like,
yeah. Yes,
y'all have it, you have to get like, it then.
I know that we are not here for ourselves, as we talked about at the beginning. We all have gifts and we're meant to share them. And if you're sitting at home with all your gifts just in your head, I'm just in my room journaling about them, then nobody gets to benefit from this gift. And so I was called to step outside of myself as an actor and step into myself in my higher self and be myself and heal. And that for me was a challenge, because I felt more comfortable having a presence when I was being other people or being characters. When it came time to be just myself, I did feel anxious. And so I think Franny naturally is very introverted, and if I wasn't on social media at all, I wouldn't care. Nicole tells
me. Basically, she's saying if she could live on an island for real, deserted, no connection to anybody, okay, she would be the type that lives 100 years on her island, just eating the same thing every day, taking, you know, holy baths in the ocean. I don't know. And I'm like, nobody's here to talk to me.
Yeah, I don't care.
Who's talking to me? I don't have anybody.
My angels are talking to me. I'm not alone, you know. But Nicole is, and I think that's what it is, and that's where that like polar opposite comes. But she encourages me to like, okay, can you say something to the people today? She's the one who tells me when Instagram is out. I typically don't even know when we can't post, because I'm sitting here like trying to make myself do it. But the point of this is,
I actually truly enjoyed that, by the way. It was the universe's way of telling me, like, girl, you're doing a good job. You take a break.
I think the reason why I felt doing 11/11 New Beginnings here with Nicole is because I believe meeting her was a new beginning. I literally met you during a new beginning for me. And I believe I met you during New Beginnings for You. We both had our babies. I'm sorry, our businesses were babies. But we were infants, like just born.
And girl, mine is barely starting to speak now. She's starting to say some words, and I'm like,
I'm crawling. Yeah, but we had these new businesses. We were finding our voice online. We were learning about networking, learning how to make money. And Nicole's company teaches women how to do that collectively. And she pulled me in and was like, be a part of my female makers group so you can be in a collective group with other women who are also in business and learning how to do all these new things. No one ever taught me how to make my own money. I only ever learned to go make money for someone. This is new. This is a whole new world for me. And she's a visionary. She literally can come up with a whole marketing plan for you. She has these ideas and like, she'll like, you need to start this or you need, like, I'll have a project and she'll like, this is how it can be improved. This is how you can expand your revenue streams. This is how you can do this. And it's stuff that, like I said, we're polar opposites. I may have had the initial idea, but she has the ideas that grow the branches. And that is the collectivity that this relationship has. Go ahead.
And on your note, I feel like what Franny does for me, by the way, appreciate the visionary comment. It's very flattering. I do have a lot of ideas, but what I feel Franny does for me, and it's messages that I've received a lot this last year, is people telling me I am growing into this level of a person, you know, that's going to be receiving great gifts and abundance and growth and success and all of these things. And the message keeps coming. The one message that always comes back though is you're not going to get there any faster or find it any quicker without healing the things that you're still holding on to. So what Franny does for me, I provide these visionary moments for her on a brand level, right? To grow her business, something that is branding her. I'm constantly branding her. You should turn that into blah, blah, blah. Put your name on it, put your face on it, put your everything. I literally want her to be in Barnes & Noble. It's fine, we'll talk about that later.
I will be.
What she does for me is, in order for me to come to fruition, to get to the level that everybody is telling me I'm growing into, is letting go of damaged baggage that I've been carrying around with me for years, that I've attached myself to with relationships that I've had that I have not let go of. I may have forgiven that moment, but have not let go of the damage that it's done for me. And luckily, Franny, I'm trying to, you know, help grow her infant baby so that she can also do this with other women, is we can't expect us to be here without doing the work here. Nobody saw the mountaintops without walking through the valley. And I was trying to skip the valley, girl. The universe is like, doesn't work that way.
Can't buy your way.
Right. They're like, you got to do the work.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing that. And you really tapped right into it. The work that I do is to help discover and then release the resistance that you have internalized due to fear. Fear that has metastasized itself inside of you and hidden itself. And it comes out in the ego. It comes out in ways where you think that you're actually performing well or projecting this sense of self that is actually something that you're only projecting because you're afraid. And we don't know sometimes that that's what's happening. And so the work that I do is through intuitive messaging and images and things that come to me and downloads cognitively that I receive. Sometimes it's imagery, sometimes it's words, sometimes it's themes. It can be many things. But I go in with you to dig into the deepest parts of yourself and release that resistance and find where you're hiding those secrets within yourself. And we let them go. It's time to heal forward. That's why we have surrender. That's why we have guided surrender. And that's why we have guided surrenders babies, which is surrender, soul chats and guided meditations and 1111. And the whole point of today is this connection would have never happened if one of us didn't decide to reach out, to take action and to make that connection with another woman. And that's why it's called our cute meet. It's our cute meet story. It's how we met. And look at where we are now, because she decided after Clubhouse hearing me make cookies to send a message. And when I didn't respond for 2 days, she still was open to speak to me when I was ready. And that one conversation has led to doing virtual summits together, to being a part of a collective.
We've done so much in not even a year together. It's crazy. And opportunities as a reminder, will continuously happen in your life. Again, going back to what Franny said, it's about taking action in those opportunities. Yeah. Who cares if you reach out and somebody doesn't respond back? If she never responded back, you don't take it personal. You just keep it moving. You go, I did everything I needed to do in that moment. I saw an opportunity. I tried to use my resources and reach out. There wasn't a bite on that end. I just know that they weren't ready for that. And that's okay. So again, we just want to thank you all for joining us in this new beginning, because we have so much that we're going to be unfolding over the next 10 episodes. And we're excited to hear your feedback and just what you would love to hear us expand on. We're really open to expanding on more topics as we unfold 11-11.
11-11 is 11 episodes of soul chats, of healing, of conversations about what's collectively going on in our healing journeys. And this is episode 1, Cute Meat. We have 10 more, like Nicole said, that we're rolling out to you. Please do comment and let us know if you were here. Just like we were saying, show us that this message resonated with you. Show us or comment about your feedback. Maybe you have stories. We are looking for that conversation, no matter where you see this, where you hear this. Let us know that you were here. We really are grateful to have each other a part of the Soul Tribe, and we're building a Soul Tribe. You are a part of it. So thank you again for coming out to 11-11. Welcome to New Beginnings, and we're excited to go on this journey with you. We'll see you all again soon, or hear you all, or speak to you all again soon. Ciao.
Bye.